This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, during the pandemic, we saw the resurgence of the local meat locker and discovered how vulnerable we were to disruptions in our meat processing supply chain. Since then, efforts have been made in the state and federal levels to make these supply chains more resilient and build up more capacity in the processing sphere. However, some upgrades are needed, especially when it comes to the classifications of poultry processors. And we're going to take a look at that with Secretary Mike Nagg next.
A new year brings new opportunities for Iowa soybean farmers. From biofuels and policy to a changing market landscape, many factors impact the value of Iowa soybean crop. Learn about these trends and more on January 30th by attending Farm Forward, powered by the Iowa Soybean Association. Register today at iasoybeans.com and position your farm for success in 2024 and beyond. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
It's been discovered that poultry processors across the country don't enjoy the same type of classification options that we see in red meat packers. It has nothing to do with food safety and more to do with just omission of language in regulations. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg talks about what's been discovered and what IDALS is trying to do at the state level to ease the burden.
It's really part of the overall effort to increase the processing capacity for livestock and for meat in the state of Iowa, and one particular area is around poultry. What we have found as we've talked with folks is poultry processing in Iowa is pretty sparse, and we really are digging into why. And so first and foremost, it's a workforce challenge. It takes a lot of labor to run these facilities. But another is that we ran into something that just shouldn't be the case, and that's that the federal government actually has rules that prevent a meat locker. So you can choose in the state of Iowa, if you want to be an official or a custom plant. Official plants can then have product that gets sold retail, or producer could process at that locker and then sell to somebody else. And a custom is where you take something into the locker, you take it back home. It's primarily for your use. On the red meat side, a locker can be an official plant, but can still choose to do custom work. If you're a poultry plant, you have to pick one or the other. That's just silly, because we know that first of all, again, because of that high cost of operating a poultry processor, really they should have all options available to them. And certainly the federal government shouldn't be imposing these kinds of restrictions, unnecessary restrictions on them. So we're asking for that clarification in Iowa law. At the same time, asking for this to be worked on, we're working with Congressman Feenstra and the congressional delegation on seeing if we can get a federal relief as well. But we just want to really open this up and say, if you want to be a poultry processor in the state of Iowa, you've got all the options available to you, and make the best business decision for you.
Nagg says the more they've dug into the subject, the more they've been scratching their heads as to why the omissions have happened in the first place.
I'll tell you what, that's really interesting. We started to dig into that. And in federal law, red meat lockers explicitly in law says you can do both, but there's no mention at all in the poultry provisions within law. So we actually believe that it's allowed. So it really comes down to an interpretation by USDA on this. And I don't exactly know why. Why wouldn't you have done both back whenever they did that many, many decades ago? But here we stumbled across something that we think needs to be fixed, and we're going to go try to fix it.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.